Both teams come out on the floor. We are about ready to get this game underway. So official comes center court. Ball's up in the air. Tip is won by Mount Zion. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Gilbert across the timeline. Marion in a man-to-man. Ball is knocked away, and Mount Zion almost turned it over on their first possession. We are 8 seconds into the game. Ball goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Last touch by Marion. It will be Mount Zion's basketball. Here's Sorrell with it. Throws out to Matt Jones on the left side. Cross court to Sorrell on the right. Up top to Harris. Over to Tabor on the left. Down to Jones near the corner. He gets it to Harris on the wing. Up top to Gilbert. Marion in a man-to-man. Ball goes well back over to Jones on the left wing. Jones going to drill down into the lane. And now picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. And the ball is stolen by Marion. Mount Zion commits their first turnover of the night. Ball goes up top to Waterford. He puts up the three, and Marion strikes first. Off the Mountain Home turnover. 3-0 our score. And Mount Marion leading 7:06 left in the first quarter. Here is Sorrell with it on their left wing. Throws it up top to Harris. Dangerous throw, but he's able to get it. Now ball goes to Jones in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer for the tie. Good. Matt Jones with his first 3 points, and that's our first tie of the evening, other than 0-0, of course. Here is Boyce with it up top. He'll set up the offense. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Waterford. Back up top to Boyce. 6:36 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes down into the lane to Dietrich Reeves Jr. His leaning jumper will not go. And Mount Zion comes up the rebound. Here's Gilbert quickly back the other way. Gilbert has it on the left wing. Now looks like Marion in a zone. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound is chased down by Waterford. He's quickly back the other way for Marion. He's going to go down towards the low block. His shot's blocked by Jones. And coming up with the ball is Boyce. He puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Waterford. He goes out to the wing. He puts up the three-pointer. It bounces around several times and finally goes in. And both of Marion's scores come on three-pointers by Darius Waterford. They lead 6-3 with less than 6 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Here is Tabor with it. Finds Jones near the right corner. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for another three on the wing. He gets it. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 3 points of the night. And now stoppage of play. Looks like they're trying to make sure the floor is okay, I guess. So that's our second tie of the evening. 6-6 with 5:45 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Boyce with it on the right wing. I'm sorry, that was Reeves with it. Now Boyce has it. Over to Johnson on the left side now to Waterford. Now ball goes up top to Reeves. Reeves going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Will not go. And Jones gets the rebound. Mount Zion will have the chance to take their first lead of the night with 5:21 left in the first quarter. Jones with it on the left wing. Gives it to Sorrell. Now Tabor has it. Over to Jones on the right side. Jones going to go down into the lane. He's going to go up for the layup off the glass and in. Mount Zion Home has their first lead of the night. 8-6 our score. 5:05 left to play in the opening period. Here is Johnson with it. He's going to try for the three-pointer to answer it. He cannot get it to go. Ball's knocked around. Ball's still loose. And Sorrell goes diving for it, and he throws it out to Jones, and Mount Zion Home gets the rebound. Here's Gilbert with it across the timeline. 4:48 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert dribbling to the left wing. Gives it there to Harris. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will drill to the right side. He's going to go down into the lane for the scoop layup. Shot was blocked by Johnson. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Zion Home's basketball on the baseline with 4:37 left to play in this first quarter. Bombers with the ball leading 8-6. It will be Harrison bounding it to Jones in the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Matt Jones with 7 points. Mount Zion Home leading 10-6. 4.5 minutes left to play in this opening period. Here is Boyce with it. Throws it to Johnson, now up top to Reeves. Over the left side to Waterford, back up top to Reeves. Reeves will dribble to the right side, gives it there to Boyce. Boyce will dribble up between the circles. Now ball goes around the right side to Johnson. Back up top to Boyce. Boyce takes the screen, I'll drill to the left wing. Now goes into the lane, he's going in for the layup, off the glass and in. Mekhi Boyce with his first 2 points of the night. 10-8, Bombers leading it with less than 4 minutes left in this opening quarter. Gilbert will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Marion in a man-to-man. Gilbert finds Tabor at the free throw line. Tries to throw it back to Gilbert. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Marion. That is Mountain Home's second turnover of the evening as Boyce will get it into the lane to Johnson, who puts up the layup. No good. Ball is knocked around and controlled by Tabor, and back comes Mountain Home. Well, just as I say that, they're actually fouled in the backcourt. That is Dietrich Reeves Jr.'s first personal foul, team foul number one against Marion here in the first half. 3:32 left in the first quarter. Bombers with the ball leading 10-8. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over to Tabor on the right side. Finds Gilbert at the elbow. Gives it to Jones, who's in the lane all by himself for the easy layup. Good. Matt Jones already with 9 points. 12-8, our score. Mountain Home leading it with 3:13 left in the quarter. Here is Johnson with it. Throws over on the left side to Waterford. Now ball goes up top to Reeves. Reeves going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. Offensive rebound for Johnson. He puts it back up off the glass and in. B.J. Johnson with his first 2 points of the night. Marion trailing at Mountain Home 12-10 with 2:50 left in the first quarter. Here's Tabor with the ball on the right wing. Gives it to Gilbert just outside the paint. He's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. Will not go. And the rebound comes to Waterford. He's quickly back the other way for Marion. He will throw it down to Reeves on the left corner. Now Reeves will lose the handle. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Reeves, and that will be Marion's first turnover of the evening. 2:34 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 12-10. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over to Sorrell on the left wing. Sorrell picks up his dribble. Goes cross court to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert will dribble there on the wing. Now goes towards the paint. Kicks out to Sorrell in the corner. Now Sorrell will dribble out toward the wing. Gives it to Harris on the left side. And now to Tabor in the corner. Tries to find Jones. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Johnson, who's quickly back the other way. B.J. Johnson going down towards the low block. He's going to pull up for the running jumper. No good, but gets a foul and will head to the free throw line with 1:59 left in the opening quarter. That was Mount Home's third turnover of the night. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Bombers. So it will be B.J. Johnson at the free throw line. First shot is up, rolls around, will not go. Abe Crawford checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Dawson Tabor. And for Marion, Octavius Waterford will take a seat as he's replaced by Timothy McDonald, a 6'4 junior. Abe Crawford, a 6-foot senior. The second free throw for Johnson will go. He gets 1-2, and Mountain Home's leads cut to 1 with less than 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. 12-11 our score. Gilbert is about to meet a double team as he crosses the timeline, so he gets it to Crawford into the front court. Crawford picks up his drill, gives it to Jones to the right elbow, back to Crawford. Now Crawford trying to figure out where to go with this. He picks up his dribble, finds Jones up at the top, over to Sorrell on the left wing. Back near the top to Crawford. Crawford's going to drill down into lane, going in for the layup. Shot was blocked from behind, and Marion comes up with the basketball. Here is Reeves with the ball on the left wing for Marion as they look to get the lead back. Ball goes to Boyce. Boyce going to go down, throw it down in the on the low block to McDonald. His layup will not go. Ball is knocked around. Rebound finally controlled by Crawford. Back comes Mountain Home with the 1 point lead. 1:13 left to play in the first quarter. Our score is 12-11. Bombers leading it. Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. Now he's going to drill down towards the corner. Now he throws. Now to avoid a turnover, he's going to throw it off the leg of Makai Boyce, and Mountain Home will inbound on the far sideline with 1:02 left in the first quarter. Crawford takes an inbound pass on the left wing, gives it to Gilbert. As we take inside the final minute, ball goes to Crawford on the left wing, down in the corner to Harris. Harris going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Reeves. He throws it to Boyce, who's quickly into the front court. Reeves going towards the lane, he's going to go up for the layup, no good, but draws contact. And we'll head to the free throw line with 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his second personal foul, second team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Makai Boyce at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has two points so far this evening. First free throw is up and in. So if he gets his next one, Marion will be back on top. Wyatt Gilbert's going to take a seat with his second foul as he's replaced by Jake McGee. McGee comes in for the first time tonight. He is a 6'1 junior. Second shot for Boyce in and out, no good. But Timothy McDonald there for the rebound, and Marion's back on top by a score of 14-12. And now Bombers commit a turnover. Back comes Reeves going the other way. He's going to be fouled going up for the layup, and so another two-shot opportunity coming up for the Patriots with 31.1 seconds left. Abe Crawford picks up his first personal foul. That's the third team foul against the Bombers here in the first half. So it will be Dietrich Reeves Jr. at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. It is Marion with the lead right now. It'll stay a one possession game even if he gets this next free throw. Second shot for Reeves is up, and he gets one of two. That's his first point of the night. 15-12, Marion leading it. So we take inside 30 seconds. Sorrell will walk the ball in towards the front court. Now throws it across the timeline to Harris. Back up top to Sorrell. Sorrell will drill to the right side. 19 seconds left. He gives it to Jones near the three-point line. Jones will drill to the right side. Now he's going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Harris. Now out to Crawford. Crawford's going to dribble down towards the lane, and now offensive fouls will be called on Abe Crawford. Crawford picks up his second foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home, and that's their fifth turnover of the night with 9.5 seconds left. Inbound pass will be controlled by Boyce. Boyce gets it across the timeline. 5 seconds. Now ball goes up top to Johnson. Johnson's going to try for the three-pointer, and he gets it. B.J. Johnson with 6 points, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end, with Marion taking a six-point lead. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Marion leading Mountain Home 18-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.